AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A setback for the Trump administration's plan to use emergency funding to build a border wall. A federal judge in San Francisco has just issued an injunction that blocks the move for now. Earlier today, Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy scuttled a compromise on a $19 billion disaster relief bill because of the immigration crisis.
It's a bill that includes nothing to address the clear national emergency and humanitarian crisis we face at our southern border.
The head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Lee Francis Cisna, says that he has been asked to resign. It's part of the purge that took place at the Department of Homeland Security this year. A dramatic sentencing hearing today in Wisconsin for the 21-year-old man who took Jamie Kloss captive after storming her home last year and killing both her parents.
Jake Patterson got a chance to speak at his sentencing.
I would do, absolutely anything to take back what I did.
Prosecutors say Patterson had written that he fantasized about keeping a young girl, torturing her, and controlling her. Judge James Babler.
These crimes rank as the most heinous and dangerous that I have seen.
Jamie Kloss was held captive in a remote cabin for 88 days before she dramatically escaped. Her guardian read a statement from her about Patterson.
He thought that he could own me, but he was wrong. I was smarter.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The governor of Arkansas has declared a state of emergency to help with evacuations along the Arkansas River in areas like Fort Smith. That river is expected to be 20 feet above flood stage on Sunday. The director of national intelligence says the nation's spy agencies will provide the Justice Department with all the information being sought for its review of activities related to the start of the Russia probe. This is AP Radio News. The American Civil Liberties Union in Alabama has filed suit to block the state's strict new abortion ban that does not allow for exceptions. Randall Marshall says it was deliberately written to force the issue back in front of the U.S. Supreme Court.
The sponsors admitted that it's unconstitutional. The governor admitted that it was unconstitutional. Their sole hope is to get back to the U.S. Supreme Court on the hope that the change in its makeup will undo the last 40-plus years of established precedent.
A similar bill was signed today by Missouri's governor, but in Mississippi, a federal judge has blocked that state's abortion ban. There's a new medicine approved to treat a rare disease in babies, but our Mike Grass here reports it is cost prohibitive.
Zolgensma is priced at $2.125 million. Sold by the Swiss drug maker Novartis, Zolgensma is a one-time therapy that treats spinal muscular atrophy.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.